In early spring, we often start to see weeds popping up in our lawns. A common spring weed is called Star of Bethlehem. Hi everyone, this is Cassie Teason, horticulture agent for the Post Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. Star of Bethlehem is an herbaceous perennial weed that is sometimes used as an ornamental because of its early spring flowers. However, this plant can spread and it's very invasive. Star of Bethlehem overwinters as a bulb and produces a flower in the spring, similar to our spring flowering bulbs. The white flowers have 6 petals. The leaves are long and narrow, similar to chives. Look for a white or pale green strip near the midrib of the leaves. If the plant is in an area you like, no control measures are necessary. The Star of Bethlehem flowers in late April or early May and typically completes its life cycle by the end of May. It is known to contain toxic glycosides, especially the flowers and bulbs, and that can cause poisoning to children or livestock that consume the plant parts. It remains dormant in the fields during winter months. The weed is unfortunately hard to eradicate. The plants can be dug out and discarded, making sure to dig up the bulbs. The best product for control is called Cool Power or Turflon Ester. Turflon Ester is more readily available to homeowners. Research has found that Quicksilver has a 96% control of Star of Bethlehem. Quicksilver is a formulation of carfentrazone at a rate of 4 fluid ounces. Unfortunately, Quicksilver is a commercial-only product and therefore is not available for homeowners. Speed Zone and Weed Free Zone both contain carfentrazone and would be worth a try to eradicate Star of Bethlehem. If you have any questions about the weeds in your lawn this spring, reach out to your local Extension office. This has been Cassie Teason, K-State Research and Extension, Post Rock District. Have a great day.